The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A new exhibit at the Kitimat Museum and Archives features the perspectives of two local photographers. Murray Minchin explained the theme of the exhibit, which is a collaboration between himself and Kathy Owahand.
The overall theme of the show was just to sort of explore the way Kathy and I see differently, even though we're in the same places. Most of the photographs are from the north coast of BC, but say from Smithers, Grand Isle, there's a couple, and then for the most part it's Terrace, North Coast, BC. And the other part of the show was to show the animals that are out there and the personalities that they have, and that we should all keep them in mind when we're making choices in our lives.
Minchin and Owahand explained how their differences are demonstrated in the exhibit.
Actually, yes. Like, there's a lot of times where we'd be out on our boat. Like, we have a trawler that we take out onto the coast, north coast of BC, and so we'd be standing shoulder to shoulder photographing, and we'd come back with completely different photographs. So, yeah.
Murray usually takes the wider open scene showing the environment with the animals or something like that, and I usually go more for the close-up of the animal.
Yeah, like Kathy's got like this innate instinct to press the shutter at the right time when the animals are doing something interesting, where I tend to back off and take them with the animal in its environment.
Although the idea for the exhibit came up around 2 years ago, Minchin explained how long they've been working on it and where most of the photos came from.
Actually, we've used photographs from like 2010, probably, but I'd say 80% of the photographs in the show are from the last 2 years.
We had a really good trip down to the Esteban group, and I would believe the majority of our photos are from this summer.
From that trip, yeah. We also circumnavigated Princess Royal Island, went all the way up Laredo Inlet. Yeah, we got to some really wild spots this summer.
Capturing the scenery of the North Coast consists of being in the wild, so Minchin and Owahand described some of their experiences working in the outdoors.
Just one of a bear that was swimming across a 2 kilometer channel, and we were driving. I was actually steering the boat, and I couldn't figure out what it was in the water, and it was a grizzly bear, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just out in the middle of nowhere. So I was finally figured out what it was, and we went up and kind of approached it to get some pictures, and the bear looked around twice at us, and I realized it was making us nervous, and so we just kind of backed away and let it get to shore before we got some better pictures of it, because it was obviously nervous. I didn't want to stress it out, but we haven't had any close calls or anything. We've been pretty respectful of animals. So
yeah, like there's been no scary incidents. Like, we've had some really good encounters with humpback whale, where like we'll see them like up here around Kitimat. They sort of feed in a line, like 5 to 8 individuals, and they'll breathe 6 times and then do a deep dive for 7 minutes. So when they do a deep dive, you kind of take your boat to where you think that they're going to come up, and like shut the engine off or just sit there and wait for them. And sometimes like one or two will break from the feeding groups and come like right up to the boat to check us out, which is really cool.
We actually had one that came up quite close to the boat, and we didn't know where it was going to surface. So we had our cameras out the side of our door, hoping that it'd show up, and all of a sudden just lifted its head. And it was so close, we actually got to we have a picture of it with whiskers on its mouth area, and had no idea that they had whiskers.
Yeah. And breath is really fishy, and they poop buckets of orange stuff, gallons of it, when they tip over and take a deep dive. So we've gotten pretty close to humpbacks.
Minchin and Owahand's Double Vision is being shown from October 14th to November 18th. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.